The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Through the years, we all remember when we first witnessed a national tragedy.
Alabama wins!
We remember the good times and the bad times through either a song, a TV show, a monumental sports achievement.
For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
Or even the smell of a particular food from when we were young.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Welcome to the show that will take you on a journey through time to relive those iconic moments. Welcome to RTW Rewind, where old school rules. So, without any further delay, let's introduce you to the host of the show, Rad Rob Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW. This is episode number 204. I am Rad Rob, and I am the dumbest person alive.
Thank you. You're already good. I was going to cut you off, but you did the work. Go ahead.
Took the wind right out of your
No, it's fine. It's not anybody's thunder. It's dumbassery, and it's all yours.
So we've been talking for about 15 minutes, did the whole show intro and all that, and I never hit record. So I'm honest. I'm an honest guy. I got nothing to hide. I am a fucking idiot. You already hear the golden pipes of Dr. Ocho, the resident doctor of RTW. Hello again. What's up, Ocho?
I had such a good question before, and it got ruined.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's all right. We didn't know that. Maybe we'll stay tuned for future episodes for some funny stuff that may have happened during the intro that now we can't, because it wasn't like we rehearsed it or anything like that. It was legit fucking ad lib nonsense.
I mean, you can ask the question again. I mean,
why? You know. That's so dumb, because you had no clue I was even going to ask that, because I just saw it. What don't matter? It doesn't.
But
matter.
It was actually funny. I mean, we could pretend that, you know, we never said it before.
We can pretend. We can pretend that you're a good host.
That's fair. It was a good joke though, and it'll never be told again. Well, maybe you can do it next week.
It wasn't a joke.
that's also fair.
That's why it can be told again.
We are also joined by still the sexiest man in the world. Straight out of New Jersey, he's back on the East Coast. This is the one and only Mr. Johnny Petraglia Jr. What's up, JP?
I took third, by the way. That's all. Just letting you know.
Third? Third for what?
Sexiest man in the world. I took third. I mean, that's not bad.
Who was second?
Fuck. Happy Gilmore.
That's fair. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, you know, guys, just sitting here basking in the lovely humidity, surrounded by mosquitoes. Enjoying the post-rain Monday and looking forward to bullshitting about some commercials I hear tonight.
Yeah.
Sunny tropical New Jersey, as it is told.
Yeah. My nuts are stuck to my leg. I'm feeling good.
Well, Ocho's, you know, just a few minutes away. He can come over and take care of that for you if you...
That's old-time hockey.
We are talking 70s, 80s, and 90s commercials, and... Ocho had about 700 contributions, and he's very excited to do this show. It was his idea. But let everybody know, Ocho, why did you want to talk commercials? What sparked that in you?
It wasn't like that I just wanted to come up with an idea. It was, you know, between, you know, the 70s, 80s, and 90s, anybody who didn't have a remote control had to sit through commercials anyway. And there's so many dumb jingles. Stupid things that, look, when you hear something about 40 to 50 or even 88 times, you're going to memorize it. You know what I mean? Nobody was getting up to change the channel back in the day. And I almost feel like, how did it shape you? How did it, like, let's say you're sitting in school and your teacher says a word that reminds you of a commercial, and then you start saying the commercial jingle in your head or something like that. And I swear, or out loud, and then, you know, maybe everyone else in the class starts jumping along with you. So there's so many different nuances where you find yourself, it shaped you. It actually got in your brain. It programmed your brain. let's just say, because there were so many times where you'd be in mid-conversation at lunch about something, and somebody would, you'd say, EF Hutton. Remember the old EF Hutton thing? I just brought that out now. Like, everybody would say something like that. Stupid shit that you'd wind up, and then you'd have a whole conversation about that because you didn't know any better. You were taught by the television when you were a kid.
That's true. Johnny, what are your earliest memories of, like Saturday morning cartoons and stuff like that? Like,
No, for me, it was more ABC, Wide World of Sports.
Gotcha.
The Agony of Defeat, that ski jumper.
Basically, any sponsorships affiliated with that, like Ace Hardware Stores. Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Yeah, Ocho couldn't remember what that was. Like,
that's true. But that's a while ago.
Funny.
And I do remember, like, from watching Dad's old bowling shows, like when Deacon Jones from the Fearsome Foursome recited the Bud Light poem in the bar.
Yep.
And like my earliest recollection would probably be those, just from watching old videotapes. But mainly for me, I mean, I got a bunch that I remember. The more we talk about them, I'm sure I'll think of some more.
I remember
was Miller Lite a sponsor of bowling? Because with the Taste Great Less Filling and all that shit, like
that was actually the Deacon Jones commercial was for Miller Lite, not Bud Light.
Okay, right. That's what I'm. That's where. So like things that like and it, the commercials were they were bought and paid for. They did their job.
Yep.
I mean, to influence so many people to where still to this day, I get it. I'm an anomaly that I know everything and I memorized everything unintentionally. But there's still half of the people that know what I'm talking about, which means it did its job.
Who did the? The great taste, less filling. Did Bob Uecker do that?
Uecker, for a great Uecker taste, that will fill always you up, fill you up and never let you down. Make it a Bud Light.
That was that one.
That was
the
that
taste
one.
Great, less filling was when Miller, he was like, Miller he Light. Said, it's good to buy a Miller Lite for a great pitcher like Whitey Ford. And he's like, so I lied. And he's like, Whitey, I thought you were a lefty. And he goes, all right. What about the Rodney Dangerfield bowling one? All we need is one pin, Rodney. And the bowling ball bounces. Bubba Smith puts his, hey, Bubba, this bowling ball doesn't have any holes in it. Poof, now it does. And then Rodney Dangerfield bounces off the pin. The bowling ball bounces off the pin. John Madden blasting through the screen. And another thing about Miller Lite, I love it because the taste screen is less,
Boom. Anyway, we'll definitely have to get into more beer commercials.
Yeah, John Madden, remember when he did the commercials for Tenactin?
Tough Actin.
Boom.
I love it. That's good stuff. See, there's so much we can get into. Those aren't even on the docket tonight. So,
and that's what, right. That's so, like, you, what Rob was saying, like, on the previous almost recording was that it's an anything parter because you can't even hone in. When I sent him the bit, it was like, I didn't even know how to categorize it. First, I just wrote down commercials, and then I was like, "Well, shit! There's medicine. There's department stores.
Yep.
Then there's franchises, restaurants. There's so many different things."
I think for the most part, like you did, like jingles and catchphrases, like stuff that you can remember and recite, and then like board games and shit like that from when you were a kid and all that. So I mean, you did a good job of having, like...
It was a smorgasbord, really,
I guess. Yeah, it was, like, four different categories. So I'm going to start it off here. I don't remember what's first, but I do have a video lined up. Well, I mean, it's audio podcast, but fuck it. You guys will be able to hear it. So let's jump right into it.
Okay, let's operate. Where's the dog?
It's Operation, the wacky doctor's game, where you're the wacky doctor. Battery's not included.
My turn.
Take out a spare ribs for $100.
It takes a steady hand because if you touch the side...
Here goes his fanny bone. Don't get nervous.
I did it. That's $200.
Operation. A game from Milton Bradley.
So that was
okay, I know the next one.
Yeah, operation.
You're one ahead. You're one ahead.
Shit.
So the one that I got is, it's my turn to operate. Operate, Butterfingers, here's your card. That's how it starts.
I couldn't find
that. I guarantee it.
No, I couldn't find that one. Sorry.
And then there's the one, Operation, you're the doctor having so much fun. Operation, you're the doctor, got the patient on the run. What are you talking about?
I do remember that one. Well, I mean, I'm only providing, you know, two or three examples. Some are six to eight, but dude, I got a lot of work to do. Like, you know, this is
that just, game sucked, by the way.
This is just for fun.
No, because it never worked, dude.
It never worked. It never worked. And then if it slid out of place, you were really fucked.
Yes. There's actually a giant version at Chuck E. Cheese that my daughter plays when we go there. So you can win tickets and shit like that. It's huge. And it's like the crane game. You just move the fucking crane back and forth, up and down, and try to pick up, you know, certain, like...
It's always so light, and it falls apart and everything.
Yes. Well, the one at Chuck E. Cheese just has, like, a little, like, a knife and just, like, a sensor. You don't have to pick anything up. You just have to drop it squarely in, like, you know, the hole. But she loves it. So whenever she gets old enough to play the actual board game, she'll be like, oh, I used to play that at Chuck E. Cheese, so... anyways, Operation, I never had as a kid. My cousins had it. But I was never privy to that unless I visited them.
I was at an aunt and it didn't work. So we'd have to like, be like, and then we'd scare the hell out of the person. So what did I say? I said, it's my turn to operate, Butterfingers. Here's your card.
See, I should just have you do the commercials. I didn't have to fucking
operate.
All right, so you can fill in the gaps. Oh, good job.
Just saying.
All right.
So don't act like it's not there.
JP, did you play Operation as a kid?
Yeah, I tried it. We had one. I was never very good at it, and it would be so annoying to set it up. And then, again, if those pieces slided, I didn't have time for that.
Yeah.
You know what?
I needed the simpler shit.
Right. No, it'd be great if we could come up with like Operation for like Parkinson's people or something like that. Like, wouldn't that be like the best game ever? Like, maybe it's a therapy rehab.
That'd be awesome.
See, like, we're thinking, man. We're thinking podcast here.
Hell yeah!
Moving on.
Are we gonna get canceled for that? If anyone listens. Connect Four.
Connect Four, the foremost checkers game. Four in a row wins. Play it fast for fun. Take it out for a challenge.
Connect Four.
Obviously, we all play Connect Four. Like, that may have been, like, first game that I ever played. And still, I suck at it.
I remember the commercial where they sing Connect Four, go for it, Connect Four.
Yep.
So I think you guys got the wrong one again. The best one is
Jesus.
Gotcha, four across. One more game. They're playing Connect Four. The object of Connect Four is connect four of your checkers in a row while preventing your opponent from doing the same. But look out, your opponent can sneak up on you and win the game. Gotcha. Where? I don't see it. Right here, diagonally. Pretty sneaky, sis.
I don't know that at all. That was amazing.
Dude, he literally has an elephant brain. It's amazing.
I believe it.
Can't remember what he did yesterday, but he can remember shit from fucking 30 years ago.
The name of the game is...
Hold on. I'm a little out of order.
The name of the game is...
Gotcha, four across.
One more game.
Object, connect four of your checkers in a row while preventing your opponent from doing the same. But look out, your opponent can sneak up on you and win the game.
Diagonally.
Pretty
sneaky, sis.
Son
of a bitch.
That's fucked up. Word for word is fucked up.
No, I missed a couple of them. I got problems. Big problems.
You do have problems. You're great at parties, though, let me tell you.
I don't get invited.
I don't understand because you never sit down.
Okay, so as a kid, it was fun. As an adult, kind of gay. Just saying.
I never liked Twister because my feet sweat. So I would get so nervous on that mat. I'm like, I don't want people putting their hands where my foot just was.
I used to, same thing with me with the feet thing. Like, if I took my shoes off, I felt, and I don't know if I was dirty, filthy, I'm a freaking redneck, I get it. But, like, it was a weird thing about taking my shoes off. I almost felt vulnerable. Like,
agreed.
But I also have a different commercial. There was a freaking awesome commercial way back when.
Yeah.
And it was, shit.
You know, we're going to be here all night if you keep
there. You reach, you stretch, you balance and twist. You try it once you get the gist. Those horses here throw out the same. Twister is a Milton Bradley game. No one knows that one.
First time I ever heard that.
Hang on. God.
I'm going early. I'm going to go 70s then, I guess. We're doing 70s, 80s.
This
oh, you're hunting again.
Yeah. I like it. I think this is it. Oh.
This is going to be a two-part episode.
We will tie you up in a knot. You reach, you stretch, you balance, and twist.
Why did I even do the research for this show?
Twister is a Milton Bradley game. So now the thing was that sounded like music like that I'd hear on the radio.
Yeah.
So I'd even relate that to like fucking like Blitzkrieg Bop or something from the Ramones or something like that. Like,
I agree. Jingles.
So,
Or something you remember. Right.
So Twister sucked, but the freaking song was kind of cool.
That's
so could that affect somebody? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what I mentioned before in the previous recording that we didn't record, could it have influenced you to such a degree based on only the product that you see, the ambiance that they give you and the song and the jingle, or is there actually like part of the fun? We don't know. Did they rook you in just for that? We all hate Twister.
Well, I mean, that's the point of commercials, right? Is to get you interested in buying their products. So, I mean, they did their job. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, moving on.
Put the pieces into the slot. Selection, but be quick, you're racing the clock. Wow!
Pop goes perfection.
Perfection's a race to beat the clock if you're not quick.
Wow! Pop goes perfection.
I never played.
Oh, that next one is already, I can already see it's Battleship.
Yeah.
So Perfection for me, I remember watching that commercial in probably around 1990 and asking Santa for it for Christmas. So I actually do. I started singing the jingle, Pop Goes Perfection. That's awesome. As soon as it queued for the next video, I said, ooh, I remember loving and wanting that game.
That was an Ocho. That was an Ocho suggestion. Ocho, did you have it as well?
My sister had the old one where they go, perfection, you've got to move on fast before the pieces pop out before you put in the last. And that's perfection. And superfection. She also had superfection.
I've got none of these right, according to
Ocho. I don't know if this is. When you're into perfection. Yeah, this is it. Push the plunger down. Set the timer down. You've got to move on fast, before you put in the last and the perfection.
Perfection, complete with playing box, mechanical.
And superfection. Maybe, I don't know. From Lakeside. Ah, fuck.
Nope. No superfection. So Ocho already gave the next one away. and I have a few different Battleship commercials. Just
hit C5. Shh! I fucking love this shit. You don't get it.
H7. Hit B6. Miss. H8. Hit C5.
Battleship, a great game of strategy, action, and suspense.
Miss, H6.
You sank my battleship.
A game you can play anywhere. Battleship from Milton Bradley.
That's for the 70s.
Man your battle stations.
Man your battle stations. It's Battleship armed. Battleship from Battleship armed.
So real it really talks.
Battleship armed.
Battleship armed.
We're talking instant programming, free skill levels, and only Milton Bradley's got 'em.
Carrier hit.
Carrier hit.
against the computer or opponent. Your mission, sink the enemy's fleet.
Battleship sunk.
Battleship sunk.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Electronic talking battleship and original battleship, only from Milton Bradley.
Battleship presents Famous Sinking, September 9th, 1985. Fleet Commander Robbie Grant fires the shot that sinks his brother's destroyer. This glorious moment is remembered as the last time Robbie was allowed in Michael's room. December 22nd, 1985. Playing electronic battleship, Admiral Harold Burns Jr. programs a devastating attack. Dad says,
"You sank my battleship!"
And history is made. Battleship and electronic battleship from Milton Bradley. It's a hit.
Now we have a newer one. Well, newer-ish.
Your battle station. The enemy's armed for battle.
It's our move, sir.
H4. It's electronic talking battleship.
Control boat. Head.
With real voice command. Real battle sound.
Carrier. Head.
He got us, sir.
He's clever.
Against the foe or against the computer.
We missed.
First to sink his enemy's fleet. Win.
Battleship sunk.
Yeah.
What now, sir?
Can you swim, Nelson?
Battleship and electronic talking battleship from Milton Bradley.
You sunk my battleship.
So the game really hasn't changed since they invented electronic battleship, like even in 2000s.
But the evolution, though, the evolution is how much fun it is to kill people.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. That's
exactly right.
Like, you go from these dudes playing in an opera, like, oh, we're playing a fun game of just hit or miss things, and then you got explosions, rockets, bombs. Like, the actual, you're destroying the Navy fleet.
Yeah. Johnny, did you play Battleship as a kid?
I did. And again, something else that I couldn't keep my attention too long. Too many fucking pegs, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Like, at least for me, like, so a game like Monopoly, I don't know, like, that was more intriguing to me because you were constantly building something.
Right.
Like, either it was collecting properties or saving money. Battleship, it's like, fuck, man, I got to take the right guess, hopefully faster than they do. And all those pegs, man, I got fat fingers. It was a bitch. It was a bitch shoving them in and then having
to
hang.
C4 and C5 were so close to you, you had to, you almost miss sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Ocho, were you good at the game?
What's good? My dad was good because when I played him, he would hang his freaking aircraft carrier off the side where there were no freaking numbers or letters to post.
That's fucked up.
He's like, I'm a midshipman, you goddamn asshole. I know how to get out of trouble.
Fucking great.
Like, I was at the Cuban Missile Crisis. You think I'm going to lose to your goddamn ass?
So what was your strategy over the years, Ocho? How did you get better?
It wasn't really better. Calculations as far as, you had your two-dude gimmick, right?
Yeah.
And then you had the three-dude, and your aircraft carrier was the biggest one.
Yep.
So what was there? There was five ships. It was two, three, three, and five, I think. Or two,
no,
three,
there
four,
was
five.
The battleship was a four.
A four guy, right? Okay, so, and then two of them were three, I want to
say. Yeah, the destroyer was a three. The little one was a two. There was another ship that was a...
There was another three, and then you had your aircraft carrier.
And then the battleship was four, and the aircraft was five.
So what I did was, I would basically... I'd start from the middle.
Right.
And I'd space them between, how many guys between each one. So I'd usually go four at first in any direction, because I would just surround it, but then if I honed... It was... I can't explain it. But then basically, and then you start going by three, and then you're bound to hit something unless they cheat. Because we had one, so shit you not, we had one, the three-man dude, one of the bottom pegs fell off. So if you put one in, you just swivel them back and forth. So all of a sudden, if he's like hit, you're like, no, I'm just going to turn it right here. And they can't
right,
see what you're doing. So again, this is called redneck battleship, man. This is howl shit.
So what I would do was I would, just group a few of them together and then lead the battleship, way the fuck off. Not even fucking close. So they might get lucky and get the smaller ships, but who cares, right?
No, so I did that once. I put everything all in a row. And then once the dude figured out the pattern, he was like, all right, you're an idiot. And then I put the little two-jobber, and I was like, all right, now you got to hunt for it. He still got me.
He's like, that's fucked up. My wife and I play it on the Xbox, and it's pretty fun on that one, too.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right, moving on.
You can't cheat on that.
Be a winner at the game of life. Find a job.
Have money, baby.
chance, find romance. All your dreams may come true.
Be a winner.
Be a winner at the game of life.
Of life.
How old were you when you played that, Johnny?
I would say the first time I played that, I was 5 or 6.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I love the spinner on that game because you could spin that shit so fast.
That was the freaking thing I loved too. It was like, it reminded me of The Price is Right, basically.
Yep.
Or The Wheel of Fortune.
The big wheel.
Yep. Yeah. Totally.
So there was another one, though, that was like, be a winner.
The game of life.
I may find a job, have money, maybe get married, have a baby.
I have another.
Take a chance, find romance. There it is. Have money, maybe get married, have a baby.
Finally, I got one right.
Nope. Find romance. I won the lottery.
Would you ever try and spin the spinner so hard that it would come flying off the needle?
It used to rip off the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Milton Bradley.
Be a winner. So, what if you're a loser, though? Like, I mean,
you lost the game of life. You should do a podcast with Rad Rob, basically. That's what we do.
Too soon.
I just found it. And so the one I knew was, you owe me $95,000 and I don't know the numbers yet, but I got to pay my father-in-law $10,000. I'm going to have to sell the cattle ranch. How much? $200,000. Oh, why didn't I buy insurance? Lawyer's salary, please. Pay me. So, something. All right, so hold on, I think. Oh, this ain't it. That gummit. I got the wrong one.
It's unreal to me that Ocho has a backup commercial for every fucking commercial.
It's not right. Hold on.
It's not right. It really isn't. But he's not right, so.
I got it.
It's just crazy because I never see him sitting down. So, like, when do you watch all of this shit that you know all of this
shit? When I was 2. So here it is.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You owe me $95,000, and I want
it. Oh, I got it right.
What about me and my 4 children?
I'm going to have to sell the cattle ranch.
How much?
How much?
$200,000.
Oh, I'm going to pay my father-in-law $10,000.
Why didn't I buy insurance? Decisions, decisions. Oh, Jamie. Lawyer salary, please.
There's a game called Life that's really worth living. You and your family have got to play it. The Game of Life from Milton Bradley.
I didn't get out much. Yeah, we should end it.
Another one for Oach.
Why is this man still up with his cold, sniffling through tissue after tissue?
This is NyQuil.
Counting coughs and sneezes, wrestling with aches.
The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever, so you can rest and have a good morning medicine.
For the medicine
that's the newer one.
Yeah.
Cherry flavored NyQuil. It's the great tasting nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever so you can rest medicine. In original flavor, too.
In red death or green death?
In original flavor or heroin flavor?
Yeah. Well, you've been sniffling, sneezing in your head, Stuffy, so I got you some time capsules.
But I'm also coughing, aching, feverish, and tonight I gotta rest.
I was supposed to get a sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever so you can rest medicine?
That's NyQuil. Relieves everything these capsules do, plus other symptoms they don't.
NyQuil.
I need some.
I'll get some.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever so you can rest medicine.
No woman is ever going to do that for her man ever.
Never.
In this day and age.
No way.
Experimenting with another cold's medicine. Oh, it's nighttime, honey. Where's the NyQuil?
I took this, but I'm still coughing, aching, fever.
But NyQuil relieves your sniffling, sneezing, and stuffy head, plus coughs, aches, and fever, all so you can rest. Are you resting now?
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever so you can rest medicine.
These guys are fucking bitches.
I know.
No shit, right?
Sack up.
Why is the chick never sick?
Yeah, seriously. What do you guys do? What losers we are.
I mean, now it's a culture back in the 70s and 80s, right? Like,
no, that's the thing. If I get sick, I'm literally having a baby. So just, if I get a cold, I absolutely understand what it's like to give birth.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's how bad I am. And I'm going to extrapolate it.
I think most women would agree with you that most men are like that.
It's true. No, it's true. And I'm the same way. I'm a total bitch when I'm sick.
I'm a hypocrite. Rochelle would tease me all the time about it because I'm the biggest bitch ever. I'm like, oh, if I have a cold, they think I'm dying.
I don't ever get sick. It's but if I sick. Do for that day and a half,
yep.
I'm gonna die on the couch and say, you have no idea. I don't care if you had 10 kids. This is the worst thing ever. You don't understand. I'm stuffy. What the fuck is wrong with
stuffy
you?
Stuffy sucks. Stuffy fucking sucks. And then if you add aching and coughing and fever and, yeah, if you add all the other symptoms to it.
I don't even need that. I just, if I'm sick, stuffy. That's all I need. And I'm the worst.
Well, you have an allergy problem usually anyway, right?
I got I'm usually stuffy regardless. But, yeah. No, I mean like sick, like the cough. Remember, back in January, we did the show. My throat was a little raspy. And then the next day, I was like, oh, shit, I'm legit sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And I stayed on the couch for a full day. And I was like, don't come near me. I'm just going to do my thing. I'm going to sweat in my own filth. And I'm going to be right here. And then I was okay. But that was it. Don't come near me and cater to me like I'm your king.
Now, show of hands, who did NyQuil for funsies?
No. Funsies?
Never.
Yeah. Never.
Shit, no. Never even thought. I didn't know any better.
Hmm. Even as an adult?
Nah.
No. That's what drugs were for.
All right, moving on.
Like real ones.
Well, I mean, if you can't afford real drugs or you don't want to go out to those areas.
That's you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to have to do something.
That's your problem.
You got to do something.
I've been single for a long time, so.
That's fair.
I've been using Murphy's oil soap on this
makes floor my wood mine. Shine. Now the dirt is finished, but the finish is mine.
I've been using Murphy's oil soap. It makes my
wood shine. The dirt is finished, but the finish is fine. Cleans everything as safe as can be. Tied to your hands and fresh naturally. You'll be using Murphy's all the time. Now the dirt is finished, but the finish is fine.
People have trusted Pure Natural Murphy's oil soap for 75 years.
I know y'all can't see it, but that guy definitely beats the shit out of his wife.
If you saw her, like with that hair, she should have.
I'm sure.
Murphy's, the pure natural cleaner that's safe to use on almost any wooden surface, can stand up to the toughest test and pass with flying colors.
I don't know this. I'm no.
If Murphy's oil soap is good enough to clean Sigma Delta, it's surely good enough to clean your house.
And these guys.
Oh, yeah, do you really think they did that, though?
We got the one guy pushing the shit onto the floor, mm-hmm. off of the table, while the other guy is mopping the floor without picking up the shit.
They basically ripped off Revenge of the Nerds without having the robot and the Murphy's oil.
Pretty much, yeah.
For all the wood in your house.
They should have showed a bunch of boners. I mean, it was a fraternity.
The 20 cents a slice heartburn.
This is from the 70s.
The $12 plus parts sour stomach. The 15 cents a
cup. You know what it is, Ouch?
Indigestion.
This is Tums, right? Rolaids?
The priceless stomach acid quencher. When you get acid indigestion, remember how do you spell Rolaids?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Spells Rolaids.
Acid quencher, Rolaids. Now also in spearmint.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, what a call. What a heartburn. How do you spell relief? Check the board, coach.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaid spells relief. Unbeatable relief. Relief Tums can't beat.
They jumped relief, the shark no other with Tommy Lasorda can beat.
For chronic relief, yes. I put on a frown. But for acid indigestion, I spell relief. R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Unbeatable.
Rolaid spells relief.
I was in kindergarten and knew how to spell that.
Yeah, definitely.
Roger Staubach for Rolaids.
How do you spell relief?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. I hate to admit it, but I eat a lot of greasy foods.
For acid indigestion.
No shit.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids really does spell relief.
Like a sponge, Rolaids antacid medicine consumes 100% of the acid required to give millions 100% relief.
How do you spell relief?
I spell relief. R-O-L.
How many fucking takes do you think you had to do with that guy?
Yeah, I mean, that was a good one, at least.
So I remember watching, especially like Johnny said, like during bowling and shit, and ABC, like that shit would play every Saturday with Rolaids or Tums or anything like that. Like,
well, they were sponsors though too, JP. Right? Uh-huh. Was it the Rolaids tournament or something? Yeah.
Well, it was definitely the Tums Classic.
Tums Classic at Bradley Bowl. Yep. But yeah, I do remember a lot of those from either football or watching, you know, bowling. It was just, I don't know why that was a thing, I guess, for guys that ate a lot of food and sat on the couch and watched sports. Like,
and again, they put them on at the same time, like at the time when us potential fat idiots were watching the television.
Yep.
And that's where it really, I remember, like, seriously, at a spelling bee. It was a joke. Like, it was a joke, like fourth grade spelling bee. And someone jokingly said R-O-L-A-I-D-S. And we all cracked up.
That's funny.
Fox, Davey Johnson reaches for serious medicine.
Oh, sorry, I forgot there was one more. I didn't get the time on the sword one. I should have.
Relief. And relief is needed. That's all right. He wrote it on a baseball, I think, right?
Yeah, he did. Get serious relief. Get
Rolaids. An important medical survey reveals doctors prefer
have another
formula
one.
In Rolaids over that in Tums. Rolaids consumes the acid required to bring
this is the competitive one.
Relief. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you the Tums side of this competitive one.
Choose Rolaids.
Remember when Tums...
Something my body needs anyway. I like that.
The calcium. Yeah. The other ones use aluminum and magnesium, but Tums has calcium.
That's right. That's right. They were going at it. And apparently those were the only fucking two on the market, right? Now we have like a whole bunch of...
Well, then there's there's this is fucked up, man. This is
one Rolaids tablet isn't always enough for your acid indigestion.
Holy shit!
Tums demonstration.
So what do you have? Have the goulash. Have the fries. Have the cheesecake.
I want to watch the gun now.
Tum.
That's not Leslie Nielsen, you dumbass.
No, that's his freaking partner.
Oh, I feel stupid now. Yeah.
You are. You should. You screwed up the fucking recording, and then you screwed up that.
I did. You're right.
Cool Hand Luke.
Rolaids can't. Because tablet for tablet, Tums neutralizes one-third more acid than Rolaids. For acid indigestion and heartburn, all you may need is this. Tums.
What's his name? George Jefferson? No, George Harrison? No.
Sodium. And turn
the best and stole my tempted.
Even in your antacid
tablet. Hey, Vagoda.
Your antacid tablet. If you're concerned about sodium, what antacid do you take? Tums is sodium-free, and it also neutralizes one-third more stomach acid than the other leading brand. Tums lets you do without the heartburn and without all that
sodium. Are those tree frogs part of the commercial, or are they at JP's house?
JP's house.
Why is my antacid Tums? Tums is effective. It neutralizes one-third frogs. More stomach acid than the other leading brand. And Tums is rich in calcium.
There you go.
That's extra good news.
Something my body needs anyway. I like that.
I like that.
All right. So Ocho's going to know what this next one is. But, yes, I mean, they were pretty competitive going back and forth. Like, oh, well, how do you spell relief? Well, fucking let's get everybody, like, that's the catchphrase that everybody remembers. Everybody remembers the Tums jingle. But then when you get competitive about it, like, oh, well, this one fucking.
Did they remember the actual ingredients? But here's the thing. So as an adult.
You remember calcium. That's easy to remember. It's in milk.
No, but right? would a 40-year-old be paying as much attention again? Like, look, we got home. We were freaking 10 years old. We had a shit ton of energy. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're watching these commercials. Like, you know, a 40-year-old's tired as balls. They worked all day. We're going back to this, 70s and 80s. They're sitting in their chair at like 8, 9 o'clock. Are they even thinking about it? Are they watching them? Are they zoned out? Like, you almost have to, like, they catered to us unintentionally. I feel like we didn't need them.
It's true. But when you do go to the store and you're seeing them side by side.
And now it still works. It still works now. Really, like, were they like, man, in 30 years, these idiots are going to be freaking swamping Tums down like you wouldn't believe. Honestly, to this day, I've never had a Rolaid before.
I haven't either.
Because of the joke. What is what do you call Rock Hudson in a wheelchair? It was called Rolaids.
Jesus.
I was in third grade. I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, I mean, I'm a Tums guy, but I think Tums, honestly, to this day, Tums spends more money, like, in shelf, like, in product placement, like, featured on the shelves.
And variety, and they have, like, different, you don't have to buy the little package, you can buy the
bottles,
different
flavors and different strengths and blah, 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 blah.
Smoothies, the soft chews, they got everything.
Even, I feel like, much like Band-Aid is not, Band-Aid, a Band-Aid isn't called a Band-Aid. It's a bandage.
Sure. It's an adhesive bandage.
But right. So Band-Aid brand has literally, like Kleenex, they've commandeered the market of what a tissue
of
is
a or tissue.
What a Band-Aid
or what Q-tips bandages. Have done to cotton swabs.
Yep. Exactly. So Tums at this point probably overtook because people are always...
It replaced the term antacid tablets.
No one's ever going to say, like, dude, I need an antacid. Do you have a Rolaids or a Tums?
You have a Tums?
I fucking need some Tums.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show with their longevity or their drive. I mean...
Xerox.
These are facts. Right. Yep. No one said, let me make a copy. I got to make a Xerox of it.
Yeah.
That kind of wore out, though, I think, once printers came along.
Well, that wore out because it's ancient.
But for a good 25 years... It was literally called, I got to make a Xerox of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear them tree frogs, dude?
I mean, I do. My sister lives on a creek.
All right, so there you
go. So there's like blue herons and...
No, because that's usually like howl shit, and I'm not there.
Nah, we're up in Middlesex. It's a beautiful evening, though.
No, they're everywhere where there's woods.
There is an animal going, in the corner, so...
That's not Rob. Sure. He's part of the show. He's the host. What are you doing?
That's rude.
Much the
Bash, truth show back
is greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy.
Is this old enough for you, Ocho?
Plop, plop, biz, biz.
This is the beginning of it, yes. It is. This is actually right before me.
Plop, plop, biz, biz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those Speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Did I wrote that to you, though, right? Or no?
Yes.
Plop, plop, biz, biz. This is the one. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I love this one.
This has to be it.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I
can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Take two Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer neutralizes all the acid your stomach has churned out. For your upset stomach and
that is acting at its finest.
It really was.
Fast.
Did you drink your Alka-Seltzer?
Whole thing.
Mom's magic meatloaf is weighing on you like a ton of bricks. Send the bubbles of Alka-Seltzer to the rescue. Because
I don't know what happened there. Sorry. I must have lost sound on it.
It's never fun to eat and run, or brush and eat too fast, cause you know what's gonna catch up with you at last.
That pork chop suey you got railroaded into has hit you like a freight train.
Oh man, they look pissed.
And now you're churning out of control. Quick, signal the bubbles of extra strength Alka-Seltzer, because speed is what you need to derail that chug-a-lugging in your stomach and head. Next time you're on the Heartburn Express, flag down the bubbles and get back on track again fast.
Alka-Seltzer to the rescue.
You can't see it, but Ocho is just smiling from ear to ear.
Try extra strength Alka-Seltzer. So more of what you think Alka-Seltzer
advertising.
It really was, though, right?
No, but honestly, like, I wish I was in that board meeting, and I want to see, like, the freaking strategy board of, like, what they were going to plan on and what the next step was and how they were going to film it. I freaking love that shit.
From the frigid Great Lakes.
And Alka-Seltzer Plus, that's all I ever needed.
This is my shit right here.
To the icy mountains of Oregon.
It's been excellent for me.
More and more Americans are taking Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine. Fast, effective relief for tough winter colds.
In a word, it works.
In a word, it works. I love that. Boston guy.
The traffic.
I can't read
the
that.
The boss.
Oh, Calgon, take me away.
Yep,
this has to be it.
Yep, that's the next one. let me just give it. Okay. So I tried to find a commercial, and I don't... Ocho, refresh my memory if you can remember this one. There was one for the cold medicine... I think, like, when it first came out, and it's like, oh, man, I feel horrible, blah, blah, blah. And it takes some Alka-Seltzer. It's like, what? Alka-Seltzer? But I have a cold, right? Or, like, my stomach doesn't hurt or something like that. Do you remember that one?
But this is Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine.
Yeah, it was something like, yeah, it had the active ingredient or something like that.
And I couldn't
get yourself effervescent power to speed relief.
That's right, and I couldn't find that one. It's like, Alka-Seltzer, but I don't
have for acid indigestion problem. Or heartburn with headache, nothing is faster than Alka-Seltzer.
Johnny can do ads too.
Yeah,
love
see,
it.
See, we got the 80s covered, we got the 90s covered.
We do.
for listening to this episode of RTW Rewind. For all the latest news and announcements, please follow us on Twitter at RTW Brand. You can also follow Rad Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. You've been listening to RTW Rewind, exclusively here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.